Today I'm going to show you how to make a scarf using a long knitting loom. To make a basic scarf on a rectangular loom, what you'll need is obviously the loom. This is a long one, but if you have one that's shorter, it's just like a total of 24 pegs or something like that, that's fine. This has 36, but we won't be using the whole thing anyway, so. You'll also need the little tool that comes with it, your kit. You can buy these separately in case you've lost them. And then the most important thing to remember is that you are going to need 2 strands of worsted weight yarn or a bulky yarn. If you try to work it with just 1 strand of worsted, it, in my opinion, is not going to look very good. Okay, to cast on, you basically just need to make a slip stitch. You can see I'm using two different colors of yarn. And then you insert it on this little peg on the end, or you cover it like that. And then you'll just tighten it. Okay. And you're gonna leave that on for a few rows, and then you'll eventually just loosen it off, and that way it won't be there weighing your work down. Okay. Now, the instructions that came with the loom were horrible, and the pictures were not any better, so I sort of had to figure it out on my own, but it wasn't too bad. Anyway, so you're going to put your yarn right there, loop it around, go like that, and you're basically doing a figure of eight, the figure eight movement. Okay, so you'll need to figure out how wide you want your scarf to be. If you're using the loom that's a little shorter, you may use the whole thing. Since I said this one is, it's got 18 pegs across, so a total of 36. That would be quite wide for a scarf. And the scarves that come out of these type of looms don't really shrink up too much. So, like when they come out, like they'll be a little more narrow than the space here, but it's usually like if I just lost 2 pegs. So, all right, so basically you continue to wrap in that motion until you have reached the desired width, and then you're going to take your last one, and instead of wrapping it like this, you're going to go straight across, wrap it around like that. And then you're gonna push down, then you're gonna push down your yarn. You can either do it like that or with your fingers, it doesn't really matter. All right, now when you wrap, because obviously you're just casting on at this point, you're going to wrap around like that. And hang on, my yarn is stuck on the end of the loop. There we go. Or the end of the loom. Alright, so you go like that. And you're basically, well, that'll be a good time to explain that. If you're not careful, you'll be doing, going through the motions, and your yarn will pop back off. It's fine if it happens. You can hold it like each individual one as you go across to make sure that if it does sort of loosen up, you're only losing like one little turn, but that's up to you. Okay. See? And so you're going to just go back in the exact same motion or exact same pattern. And I think I will go ahead and hold it since I'm doing this. I'm holding it up instead of doing it flat on the table. Now you don't want to pull like super tight, but you also don't want there to be a lot of slack as well. Now once you've reached the end of this, you will wrap. You'll wrap it around there, and then you're just going to hold, like, you don't really have to wrap it around this little peg if you want to. You can just hold it like this with your thumb. All right, while holding your yarn, you're going to take your tool and you're going to grab the first section of yarn, first, you know, wrap around of yarn, and you're going to pull it over that peg, and then that just leaves one on there, and you're going to continue to do that in every single one except this one. Obviously just has one loop on it, and that's supposed to be like that, so don't worry about that. In the instructions, it made no mention that there was just going to be one, and I was really confused the first time I ever worked on this, on these looms. Okay. Now, they're usually, they'll be a little tight, and then it will get sort of like crazy loose, so it's going to feel like the tension is off, but that's just how it is. Okay, now you have worked your first section, and then you're just going to push this down. Like, once again, you can just do it with your fingers or whatever. It's fine. Okay, and then you're going to go back and wrap around again. So I just did that, and so basically you just don't do anything with this peg other than pull the yarn taut from it. Okay, and now if you were just using the one, like if you were using the entire length of the loom, you could wrap this around the end peg, or you can just do what I'm going to do. And I usually just hold it with my hand, so there's really no slack on it. And then you're going to pull that over, and then you just slide that down, and it will pretty much hold itself. If it makes you more comfortable to sort of hold it or to wrap it around, you can wrap it around the end peg and hold it like that. Okay, and then you're just going to continue to pull the pegs over. Now, I normally do this where it's basically laying flat on the table, so that's the reason I keep dropping it and you keep hearing those random noises, but normally it shouldn't be like that. Now just make sure to grab both strands if you're working with two strands. Okay, again, this one just had one on there just like that one did before. So you couldn't even see that. This one just has one strand on it, so you don't actually do anything to it just like this one did the first time around. You're gonna alternate, so like this time had something to do with it and the next one will, and then it just goes in back. It goes back and forth. Okay, and then you will basically just work in that same pattern all the way around. And you can hear I'm using like a nice acrylic yarn, can't you? Okay, and once you've worked a few rows, you can go ahead and just pull the slip knot out. If you wanted to, you could go ahead and just lay it across this and work over it. I usually wait to just weave in the end at the very end, just to make sure that the piece doesn't end up with like an uneven edge, but it's up to you. I usually go ahead and I will pull it out or pull it down from the bottom, so that way it hangs down there and doesn't get in the way. Okay, and then you'll just continue on going in the same pattern. And then you'll eventually, after you've done a few rows, concentrating, trying not to let the yarn slip away from me. This is much easier when you lay it flat like this. But anyway, so when you do, after you've done, you know, a few rows, you're going to start to see stuff come out the end, and that's when I'll come back and I'll show you what it looks like when it's pulled down a little bit. Okay, so I've worked a few rows and I thought I would show you now what it looks like. You'll see the ends are sort of loose, and that's just unfortunately something that comes with it, and you might have to fiddle with it just a little bit to make it look sort of square at the ends, but it's no big deal. And then, yeah, so you'll see like it'll stretch out. Let's lay it down like this. So you'll stretch out, and because we're working basically with like two rows, the middle here, see if you look, if I turn it up. So basically what would be, I guess, like the purl stitch if you were doing like ribbing, you turn it over and there you go, more knits, or more looking like knit stitches. Now you can see like there, it's a little bit of light that comes through it. You can see my fingers on the other side a little bit, but for sure, if I had used just one strand of this yarn, it would have looked like a hot mess. So if that's, you know, but I shouldn't say that, that's kind of bad. But, you know, if it looks all right to you, then I guess that's fine. But to me, it looks like a hot mess. Sorry. All right. Now I wanted to, now that I've shown you that, I wanted to show you a common mistake that happens, or at least that happens to me usually. I will somehow forget, see, there's three on here. I will forget to yarn, or to pull one over before I start wrapping the next one. If that happens to you, you are just going to take the first one off, and I like to just hold it just to make sure it doesn't get twisted. And then you will just simply yarn over. Or not yarn over, you'll just bring that the bottom loop over, and then you're gonna put this one back on there the same way it was, so it should be twisted, see, like that, and it will be tight, but there you go. And then you will just go ahead and continue on your way. Once you've reached the length of the scarf that you want to make, you have to bind off. Obviously, you can't just wear it, you know, with the loom around your neck, as attractive as that would be. So what you need to do, like, this was the most confusing thing in the instructions, and it was not worded well, let's put it that way. So once I figured it out, I was like, okay, I'm going to have to show everybody, because yeah, I can't be the only one that was confused. Now, my suggestion is to go ahead and lay your extra yarn through the middle, okay? If you don't, you have to weave it in to get it to the other end anyway, so it really didn't make any sense to not go ahead and do that, but whatever. What you're going to do is you are going to take this one off, or basically whichever one that the yarn is coming out of, and then you're going to work your way across. So we're doing, well, we're working our way across. We're going this one, 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 this one. So we're basically doing a zigzag motion, starting with the one with the yarn at the end, okay? And so you're just gonna pull this off, and I'm gonna tighten that just a little bit, not too tight, but I just don't want it super loose. Basically about where it would be. That one tends to be a little looser anyway. All right, and then you're gonna take your hook and you're going to lift this one off as well. And then with your fingers, sorry, that was my phone. And then with your fingers, you're going to not do that. All right. Okay, basically you are going to take the first one that you put on and you're going to loop it over the second one. Like that, okay? It's sort of like making, it's gonna look sort of like the chain stitch when you crochet. And in fact, you could use a crochet hook to do this. It might actually be a little easier because this hook is not exactly designed for making those sort of stitches. All right, so anyway, so then you move this one off, okay? And once again, you're gonna take this loop, and I did it again. Okay, let's try it with a crochet hook, shall we? Holding these, I'm gonna just change it into a crochet hook. All right. And now I'm going to just move it over like that. The crochet hook has that little, obviously the little hook at the bottom, so it makes it not fall off. And now we're gonna move to this one, which I don't know. I'm gonna try it with the tool again. I find it easier to get the stitches off of there. I just have to maybe hold it with my finger. That's probably the best. All right, there we go. And then you're just gonna work your way all the way across. Remember to keep the yarn sort of in between the stitches so that way you don't have to weave it over or weave it in later. It's not even really, really weaving. You're just moving it from one side to the other, but all right, there you go. And see, you can see it looks sort of like a chain stitch. If you were, you know, crocheting. All right, again. The good thing is if it does you slip off the tool or whatever, you can just pop it right back on. Okay, and now we're almost to the end. And you're just gonna take that one off and do the exact same thing. Okay, and now you're gonna need to cut your yarn so you can pull this out of the way, the loom out of the way. I'm just gonna cut it, well, I don't need the whole thing where the yellow is, but you're probably gonna wanna leave, I don't know, I mean, enough to weave in, so maybe like 6 inches, something like that. Okay, and now I can just drop this and pull the loom off. And then you're going to take, you're basically going to take this strand, or your double strand here, and we're going to loop it through, well, you're going to pull the strand through your last hoop. And I think I split the yarn. I did. All right, I'm just going to take my fingers. Okay, and you're just pulling it through as if you were, you know, binding off. Now you pull it through, but you're not, you don't want to pull it too tight, because see, if I pull the string, it's going to make this all together, which actually isn't necessarily a bad thing for maybe a different type of project, but for a scarf, I think it might look a little weird. So I'm just going to stretch that out. You don't want the ends to be, you know, you want the ends to be the same width as the rest of your scarf. You don't want it to be, you know, really a whole lot wider or a lot more narrow. So anyway, now that that's pulled through, what I'm going to do is just weave in the ends, and I will probably knot it because this didn't actually make a real knot. Like you can see, it's still sort of loose. So when I first get in, I will probably knot it just for secure reasons, but it should be fine. Now on the other end, like the beginning end, let me find it. There we go. You'll just go ahead and you're just going to weave it in. And I would recommend knotting it as well. Just try to do it in a place that isn't going to be noticeable. I like to do, if I'm going to knot something, I'm going to do it like sort of right along like the bottom ridge. So like this sort of has a little bit of a, it sticks out a little bit. So I would probably do it like, say, right here where it would be hidden. All right, so here's the finished scarf. I've went ahead and woven in the ends, and that really, you know, it's really simple. I think it turned out really nice. It's quite thick, and so I think it's going to keep someone nice and toasty.